Guys, we've got a lot of great events coming up. We've got Power Trip coming up April 18th through the 20th in Dallas, Texas. If you haven't registered yet, go to ambitpowertrip.com and register. There's still tickets left for Power Trip, and you want to take advantage of that. Now, let me introduce our featured speaker for this evening. She's the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, and I get to call her my friend. Please welcome Nashville consultant Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
Hey, I'm here, Bear. Appreciate those kind words and appreciate everybody getting on tonight's call, taking time out of your busy schedules. Unbelievable what happened as far as people coming into the business, and then also unbelievable that Ambit Energy just absolutely shocked me, extended the triple-double bonuses through March 15th. And I tell you, folks, a rare opportunity for you to take another swing at the pitch called double and triple. Now it's going through March 15th, and I tell you, absolutely unequivocally guarantee you that they won't extend it again. At least they never have in the past. So there's, let's hope I'm wrong. Everybody say a little prayer tonight that I'm wrong on that one, but they've never done it in the past, and most of the time they don't extend it for this 2-week period of time. So, excellent opportunity. If you're new in the business, let me explain something to you. When people look at the business and just reflect back through the thought process that you went through, when people look at the business, whether it's consciously and they actually sit down and figure it out in black and white, or it's subconsciously, the first thing somebody wants to know is how fast can I get the return of my investment? In other words, if I put up $429 plus the first month's website, $24.95, plus the sales tax, somewhere in the ballpark of $460. How is it they need to understand how is it they're going to get their $460 back? An awful lot of people are coming into this business, you know, are robbing Peter to pay Paul to come up with the $460. They don't have $460 just laying around with Ambit Energy's name on it. So they got to do a little finagling here, a little finagling there to come up with the $460. So most people do go through a conscious thought process as to when they're going to get that initial investment back. And then after they figure that out, they want to know how they're going to get a return on that investment, okay, of first, get a return of the investment, and then on or on second is how am I going to get a return on the investment. Let me explain to you that triple and double get some return of and on the investment that much faster. You know, double bonuses for 7 customer points in all states outside of Texas. You know, incredible opportunity, absolutely mind-boggling opportunity to go out and double those bonuses, okay? Triple bonuses in Texas, of course, there are credit checks in Texas, so not as many customers go through, so the customer requirement is a little bit less here in Texas. So, you know, absolutely, unequivocally, you want to put your head down and go for it between now and March 15th. I know some of you have been working very hard. I know others have been talking about working hard. Judge somebody on what they do, not what they say they're going to do. I had a conversation this week with somebody in the organization, and they were talking that they had, you know, 15 people in their organization, and that they send them emails, and that they, you know, they had I think all 15 of them at Simulcast, which is fantastic, and you know, they're constantly getting together with them and doing all this stuff, but they were just a little amiff that the people weren't producing, you know, over the double triple period. There was growth in the organization in November, little growth in December, but no growth in January, February. Folks, what I can tell you is everybody talks a good story. Everybody that gets involved in any business, whether it's Ambit or any other business, has all the positive thought in the world to go out there and make something happen. But it's massive positive action that causes something to happen. The difference between thought and action is you. In other words, you've got to put yourself into motion. And what I can tell you is a lot of people let life get in the way. You know, I've always said keep your God first, your family second, and Ambit Energy third. You know, but not the softball game or the television or the something else, and life just kind of gets in the way, and what happens is that they just never quite get around to it. You know, they never get quite around to you know, making the written list or plugging it into the system. I think everybody that's on this call, you know, at least the vast majority of people on this call are all about getting after it. I mean, you're all about action. You know, some of us on this call are working the business 80, 90 hours a week, You can take a Raimani, probably works at 100 hours a week, you know. And then there's other people on this call that are working at 2, 3, 4 hours a week, you know. They're not necessarily going out to work ambit. They're just working ambit when they go out. And that's fantastic. Whatever is right for you is what you should be doing, okay? There's no magic number in that, you know. Keep your God first, your family second, and then try to start to remove things out of your life that are time-consuming. Certainly, you know, there are things in your life you can't remove, like you're not going to remove your job, and that's time-consuming. But take the things that are time-consuming and start to create more hours for ambient energy, and then go out and focus on results. The company's going to pay you to do two things and two things only. Gather a handful of loyal energy customers. Those are people you know, love, and trust that will try our service, and then go and find other people and teach them how to go get a handful of customers. Nobody but nobody gets a dime in the way of compensation from Ambit Energy without the acquisition of customers. It's not the act of enrollment or recruitment that triggers bonuses. It's bringing in or enrolling that new person into the business and then helping them gather their customers. And upon the customer acquisition, bonuses trigger out in leadership bonuses and team builder and jumpstart bonuses. So what you have to do is you have to focus on results, and everything else that you do in your ambient energy business are, you know, outside of gathering a personal customer or signing somebody up into our business and rolling them into our business is an activity. It's only those results that are going to pay you money. Ambient energy is going to pay you result for results, not for activity. Getting on this phone call, going to Power Trip, and I tell you, we have got a blockbuster lineup for Power Trip. Unbelievable. Friday night, we got Joey Carter, Jerry Thompson, our CEO, and Chris Chambliss, our CMO, and the training lineup on Saturday is just a blockbuster. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com, ambitpowertrip.com. Everything is done online, and I can tell you it will sell out. We are doing a luncheon on Friday at the Wyo Ranch Steakhouse. You cannot register for it online. You have to mail a check into the training center. There's no credit cards for that. We charge $25 a person, choice between salmon, a vegetarian choice, and steak. And the lunch actually costs a little bit more than $25. That's why we don't accept credit cards, because we need to net the $25, and then I throw a couple of bucks on top of it, and everybody can have lunch. At that lunch, we'll have Joey Carter, Chris Chambliss, and Jerry Thompson. Joey and I are going to do the presentation, and Chris and Jerry are going to close. This is for prospects. If you're coming into a Power Trip from out of town, I can tell you, don't just come and show up to listen to Jerry and Chris talk, okay? You've seen a business presentation before. This is for top-end prospects. It's at a top AAA steakhouse, one of the best steakhouses, and the steakhouse is directly across the street, directly across Ross Street from the office. So when the lunch presentation is over, starts at noon, you can take your prospect, walk over, and go on corporate tours. Corporate tours will be available all day on Friday. You have to get yourself to and from the corporate offices. There are no tours of the call center, okay, just corporate offices. So you got Jerry, Chris, and Joey, myself, and others on Friday night. Question and answer with Chris Chambliss and Jerry Thompson, our CMO and CEO, Friday night. Friday during the day, you've got a luncheon, an additional $25. The breakfast that morning is sold out. And then all day Saturday, you got the best of the best. I mean, to tell you that this lineup is unbelievable is an understatement. Training you on how to go out and build your ambient energy business. And one of the things we're going to focus on is this difference between results and activity. You know, all these different activities, whether it's come to Power Trip, the luncheon, the breakfast, you know, ambition. Ambit doesn't pay you for any of that. Doesn't pay you to get on this call. Doesn't pay you to go give the business presentation or do a three-way call. They pay you to gather customers. That's putting in, entering a customer into the computer, and they gather you to, and they pay you to enroll a consultant and then help them gather customers. So really, really important to stay focused on results. And what I want to do real quickly at a high level is I want to talk about our system from a different angle that I think a lot of people don't track on this call, okay? we're in the sorting business. We're not in the selling business. When somebody comes to me, maybe they've sold real estate or insurance or, you know, been in sales of some sort. So, oh, man, I'm going to kill this. I've been in sales my whole life. I just cringe because, folks, we don't sell anything. You know, when we sign up somebody for the service, we don't collect any money. When there's no credit card, there's no check, there's no money that's transacted. You know, all we're doing when we sign up customers is we're educating people on how our service is no different than anybody else, but you just pay a little less for it. And by doing that, you're doing me a huge favor, friends such and such, cousin such and such, next door neighbor such and such, coworker such and such. You're doing me a huge favor in helping me build a business that can make a big difference for me and my family. So, you know, the bottom line is that there is no selling involved. Okay. We don't collect any money, you know, and in the enrolling part of it, as we're going out, you say, yeah, but Brian, it's $429 to get in. So you've got to sell somebody into the business. No, you need to sort, folks. What you need to do is it's kind of like going to a nice restaurant. They bring the dessert tray afterwards and they say, you know, here's the apple crumble. Here's the cream brulee. Here's the chocolate layered mousse. Here's the bread pudding. Here's the key lime pie. Here's the cheesecake with strawberry on top. You know, we're offering them a choice amongst all the different choices that are out in the marketplace for them to get financial freedom for them and their family. And the bottom line is not everybody is going to choose Ambit Energy, and that's okay. Sign them up as a customer, okay? So we're in the sorting business. We're not in the selling business. So I want you to think about sorting from this perspective, and everybody on this call should know the system. If you're not familiar with our system that has built gargantuan organizations within Ambit Energy, you can go to topambitleaders.com, topambitleaders.com. Right on the homepage is the four-step system. The first step is to make a written list of people that you know, love, and trust. Don't sort the written list. You make the written list. Number two is you invite people to take a look at the business. Huge distinction between inviting somebody to join and inviting somebody to look. You know, at this stage of the game, we're not asking them to join. All we're asking them to do is take a look. And that look is typically through the DVD and the Success From Home magazine, or it's on the Energy 526 website. Bottom line is we're asking them to take a look at our business. Then the next step, step three, is presentation. Now, that's typically done in an automated format. You can do it one-on-one using a PowerPoint presentation. You can do it in small group meetings, doing in-homes or conference room meetings. You can do two-on-ones, you and your sponsor, or you and your upline, talking to a prospect. You can do the presentation via internet. You can do it via DVD. You can do it in big group meetings. So we've got the written list, step one. Step two is the invitation, inviting somebody to look, not to join. Step three is the presentation, and step four is the validation, where we're simply putting them on a three-way call or taking them to a meeting or showing them the magazine if they haven't seen it. You know, or putting them on in front of somebody in the upline or downline or taking them to a training session. You know, we're validating it. And typically going through multiple validations to get somebody to get all their questions answered, feel comfortable about the business, and then hopefully eventually join. So think about those four steps. Written list, number one. Number two is invitation, inviting them to take a look, not to join. Number three is presentation, and then number four is validation. Okay, now this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about your sorting ratios, and it might be a new term to you, but it's a sorting ratio, okay? We're in the sorting business. We're not in the selling business, so we're not talking about closing ratios. That's what you do in sales is you learn how to close people, okay? What we're going to do is the sorting ratio, and we sort at every single juncture. So what you're going to do is you're going to make a written list, okay? And I'm just going to use some numbers here, okay? They don't have any applicability to any particular given person. They're not necessarily the ratios that are going to occur for you and your Ambit business. They're just numbers I'm picking out of the air. Let's say that you have 500 people on the written list, okay? And then off the written list, what you're going to do is you're going to start making calls to invite people to take a look. This is what you have to do, is you have to keep score. You know, how many people did you call and didn't get an answer? How many people did you call and talk to and the timing was bad? You know, hey, it's not a good time. Call me back tomorrow. How many people did you call and actually invite to take a look? Okay. So first thing you have to do is there has to be accountability. There's a lot of different ways you can do this. You can do it on a piece of paper. You can build an Excel spreadsheet. It doesn't really matter. But what you want to do is you want to start knowing what your sorting ratios are, okay? So if you start with 500 people on the written list, by the time you go through that written list, and again, I'm just making these up. These are not representative necessarily of what your ratios will be. Let's say that you only get 300 of the 500 to take a look. Well, that's 60%, okay? So that's 60% sorting ratio from the written list to getting somebody to take a look, okay? Now, from getting somebody to agree to take a look at the invitation, so what you're doing at the invitation is you're getting agreement to look. So from agreement to look at invitation to actual presentation where somebody actually looks, you're gonna drop even further. So you had 500 on your written list. You got 300 to take a look, agree to take a look. Okay. So agreed, you're successful at the invitation. And then the third step, presentation, let's say only 200 of them looked at the presentation. So now you're down to 40% of your 500. If you look at that 300 to 200, that means that you've got a 66% sorting ratio from invitation to presentation. But you've got a 40% sorting ratio from your written list to your presentation. Some people that look at the presentation are going to go through the validation process. In other words, they're going to get on a three-way call. They're going to go to a meeting. They're going to meet with your supportive upline. They're going to read the magazine if they haven't read the magazine. They're going to do all the different things that we can do to sort somebody into this business, okay? So you've got a ratio between presentation to validation. In other words, you know, how many people actually will get on a three-way call with somebody to get their questions answered? So let's just say that, you know, you had 200 that actually looked at the presentation, but you only had 100 that did some form or fashion of a validation. You know, they either read the magazine because you hadn't given it to them in the enrollment process, or they got on a three-way call with your upline, or they met you for lunch, or they met you and your upline for lunch, or they came to a meeting, or they came to the training, or they went to simulcast, whatever it was. Let's just say we're down to 100 people now, okay, that went through one validation. Well, a presentation, we got 200 to look, and we got 100 that validated. So between presentation and validation, we've got a 50% sorting ratio. But we're down to 20% from the written list to validation. We're down to 20%, okay? And then the final ratio that you have to look at is the people that validate, and you can even drill down further, validation number one, validation number two, validation number three. The final is how many people get in your business. So if you're down to 100 that have validated and only 20 join your business, 20% joined from validation, but 20 out of 500, you know, let's just say it's 25 because otherwise I'm not going to be able to do the math, okay? So if you had 100 that validated and 25 joined, which would be a huge sorting ratio, you'll have 25% there. But if you only have 25 out of 500 that have actually joined your business, you're down to 5% in the overall scheme of things. So what I wanted to do on this call is I wanted to talk to you about sorting ratios. And if any of y'all tuned in, or you can go back and listen to the calls if you're new to the business. But towards the end of last year, beginning of this year, I started talking about goals and some of the elements necessary in goals. And I'm not going to rehash that call. You can go to topambitleaders.com, hit training, and hit Sunday night call and go back and look for the goal setting call. It was somewhere late December, early January. We actually did a couple of them. But one of the things that we talked about, one of the things that we really, really focus on is accountability, okay? So what happens is that as you're going along in your ambit energy business, if you're not keeping track of your sorting ratios, you're not keeping yourself accountable. You know, And more importantly, if you really want to be accountable, what you can do is you can start talking about sorting ratios within your group. You can actually, you know, make a little matrix form if you want to, where people can fill out. Some people do that. It's not necessary. But what you want to do is you want to start to increase your sorting ratio at every juncture. How do you turn 500 names on a written list to 1,000 names? You know, if you went through the same process with 1,000 and your numbers didn't move at all, instead of putting 25 people in your business, you've now put 50 people in your business. The ratio is the same. It's still 5% because your sorting ratios haven't changed. But guess what? You know, because you had that funnel, if you kind of look at this as a funnel and the written list is the top of the funnel, the bigger the top of the funnel, the more is going to come out of the bottom if your ratio is the same. But what if you do what you've got to do to be successful in this business? What if you put yourself in front of some of the great trainers in this business and you go to the rallies and you go to the training centers and you do what you've got to do and pay the price, you come to Power Trip. I mean, you got the best of the best. I mean, what more could you ask for? But, you know, you go to the trainings that are going on in your area and you find out about those trainings either via email. By the way, I had a couple of inquiries this week of people who were like a miffed as to why they weren't getting my emails. Well, folks, if you're not in my organization, you know, with all the spam stuff and all the legalese with Ambit, they can't give me your email address. So if you go to topambitleaders.com, if you're not getting emails, or if you are getting emails and would prefer to get it at another email address or an additional email address, maybe you want to get the same email, three different email addresses, you know, whatever, the system will only take an email address once. So if you're not sure, you go to topambitleaders.com. You can subscribe on the homepage there. And if that email's not in the system, it'll be added to the system, okay? topambitleaders.com. If you're not in my organization, you have to do that. When you bring people into the business, make sure that when you're signing them up, enrolling them into the business, you take them to topambitleaders.com and put their email address in there and get them on the email distribution list. You know, I'm going to be at Sherlock's on Tuesday in Dallas for the luncheon that Joey Carter and Justin Title host week in and week out. It's a great luncheon. There's usually 50 to 100 people there. I'll be closing that meeting this upcoming Tuesday. So a lot of stuff goes out on the emails. There's a training up in Chicago, another one over in New York, another one in California that are going on. Don't have those dates in front of me. All sent out on email. Bottom line is that you need to plug into the system. So we talked about if you move from 500 names to 1,000 names, instead of 25 coming out of the bottom of the funnel or 25 new people enrolled in your business, you've now got 50 people enrolled in your business. But if you hold yourself accountable, you hold your organization accountable, and you really start being accountable to each other for what these ratios are, work on improving your ratios, you know. Just a little simple tweak at the top, you know, if 500 turned into 400 instead of 300, and you follow that all the way down, you're going to put a lot bigger number into your business. So what you want to do is you want to work on your sorting ratios. At every sorting ratio, you had X number of people do the first validation. You know, let's just say you had 10 people do the first validation. How do you get but only 6 do the validation number 2? How do you go from 10 to 9 or from 10 to 8? For the next 10 that do the first validation, 8 of them do a second validation. Folks, the more validation somebody does, the more people you're going to enroll in your business. And so what I wanted to share with you on the call tonight is your sorting ratios. You know, as you're sorting in this business, you know, starting with the written list and sorting all the way down to enrolling somebody into this business, you need to understand those ratios. You need to hold yourself accountable to the ratios. And you need to keep score. You know, if you had a retail business, you wouldn't run your business without knowing how much money's in the cash register or what inventory was sitting on the shelf or how often your inventory turned. You know, you wouldn't go to market, let's say you had a clothing store, and buy all you know, a whole bunch of jeans and a whole bunch of tank tops and not know, you know, per square foot how much you're generating in profit, what items in your store are churning better. In other words, you're having to reorder more often. You know, if you've got a stack of tank tops and you turn over that stack of tank tops and it takes up 1 square foot, and you turn it over 3 times in a year, yet in the next square foot next to it, you've got a stack of jeans and you turn that over 10 times a year, maybe you need to quit selling tank tops and find another set of jeans that turns over 7 times a year. These are all ratios and important statistics in any business that good business owners track. And what I find in our business is that I'm not really sure, you know, I don't know how many people are on my list. I'm not really sure how many people I talk to. Folks, the people that are winning big in this business know what their sorting ratios are. They know exactly for every 10 people they talk to how many people they're going to get to agree to take a look. They know how many people are going to go to the presentation. They know how many people are going to validate, and they know how many people are going to get into their business. And that's when they go out and they get a no, they're saying hallelujah, because they're one person, whatever those ratios are, they're one step closer to a yes. And the reason they do that is because they know, because it's proven over time. Now, if you're brand new in the business, your ratios aren't going to probably be as good as somebody that's more experienced in the business. You know, when I first started in network marketing, my ratios were abominable. I mean, you wouldn't want my ratios. You'd have quit 14 times over and twice on Sunday if you had my ratios, but I just kept doing it. You do this business bad enough, long enough, you're going to make an ever-living freaking fortune. You know, the bottom line is most people get involved in the ambient energy have no network marketing experience. And you know what I say, like this, you know, if you do this business bad enough, long enough, you're going to gradually get better at it, your ratios are going to improve, and what's going to happen is all of a sudden you're going to wake up one day and go, wow, man, I got myself promoted to regional director. And you just keep plugging at it. I heard Michael get on the phone earlier. Michael's been in the business for a few years here in Austin, plugging at it. Here in the last 2 or 3 weeks, put 3 or 4 people into the business, okay? I mean, something clicked, something happened, something gelled, the ratios went up, you know, and so, boom, all of a sudden, you know, he's not falling off the bike anymore. He's getting on down the road a little bit, you know, and boom, then all of a sudden, you know, he's jumping the curb and he's, you know, weaving in and out of traffic, and man, this thing seems easy. It's because he stayed on the bike long enough and was willing to fall off long enough to make it count for him and his family. The bottom line, folks, is that you've got to stay focused. You know, all the positive thought in the world not going to make you a dime. You can think Ambit Energy is the greatest opportunity in the world. You can think that Chris Chambliss and Jerry Thompson, greatest management team in the world. You can say, you know, all these positive things about all the accolades. You can follow the great leaders like Ray Monty or Peter Luter or Steve Thompson or Philip Eckert or Esther Spina or any of the rest of them, Carlos Mayer. You can look all the great leaders out there. You can follow them and go to all their stuff and get excited about it and all that. And that and a buck will get you on a bus in Austin, Texas. You know, that and probably $5 get you on a bus in New York City. But the bottom line is, it's when you take massive positive action and you stay focused on those sorting ratios and you work with dogged determination that you're going to improve those ratios, what will happen is that you'll start to mature. You'll graduate from pre-kindergarten to kindergarten to first grade to second grade to third grade to fourth grade. And all of a sudden, when you get fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth grade, you know, adding 2 plus 2, which seems so, so difficult in pre-K and K is just a no-brainer. You know, it takes time. I don't know what it is you do for a living, okay? But whatever it is, if Brian McClure decided he wanted to do it, I wouldn't be very good at it. I'd have to mentor under somebody. I'd have to pay a price to get as good at doing what you do for me to be able to get as good as you are at whatever it is that you do. The bottom line is, I'm not going to do that by paying $429, getting a kit in the mail and saying, wow, all of a sudden I'm a nurse. Oh, wow, all of a sudden I'm in real estate. Oh, all of a sudden I know a trade. Oh, all of a sudden I know how to be an engineer. All of a sudden I know how to be a doctor. Oh, all of a sudden I know how to be an attorney. Whatever it is you do that doesn't work like that. So why in the world would you think you can pay $429 and get a kit and it's going to work like that? You know, it's a great opportunity if you're willing to pay the price, get in the car, turn it on, put it in the gear, push the accelerator. In other words, if you want to get from point A to point B, you got to go do something. And the bottom line is you've got to become a master of the craft. That's why we tell you, come to Ambition. Come to Power Trip. Do what you got to do to put yourself in front of information and surround yourself with positive people. You're going to get off this call tomorrow. You're going to get fired up. You're going to go out there, and you're going to go out and do what you do tomorrow, and you're going to be talking about Ambit Energy. And as sure as every single one of us are on this call, somebody is going to rain on your parade. They're going to tell you how it's not going to work. They're going to tell you how they knew somebody that was in something like that, and those things never work. They're going to tell you how this rate's better or that's better, or aggregation's going on in Illinois, or this is a problem or that problem or the other problem. You know what, folks? I don't care about any of that. You know, all I know is that if I'll stay focused, a no gets me closer to yes. I know what my ratios are. I know I've got to go put some numbers up to get my ratios. And all I got to do is stay focused on doing two things, two results. The results are I need to go gather some customers. These are loyal customers that are going to be my energy customer and stay my energy customer. And then I need to go enroll some other people, find out what it is they want, show them how Ambit Energy will get it, enroll them in that fact that Ambit Energy is their locomotive or their rocket ship to financial freedom, and then go help them gather a handful of customers so they get their first check with their name on it. If you'll do those two things, folks, with determination over a long period of time, I've always said the two keys to success in Ambit Energy are real simple: effort over time. It is something that you cannot try. This isn't a one-month gig or a two-month gig or a one-year gig. This is a 3 to 5 year, you know, consistent, persistent effort over time, number one. Number two is get yourself promoted in the marketing plan as quickly as possible. It's common sense. You're going to make more money for doing the same thing. More money, you know, it gets you more excited. More excitement gets you higher belief. Action will take you out of doubt. Doubt will take you out of action. Bottom line is you go out there, you cause that paycheck with your name to start to get a com in it in a week's period of time, or even a couple of zeros in it to get started, you're going to believe in it more and more and more. That excitement, that enthusiasm, that dogged determination to be successful is going to show, and people join the business as much for the business and even more so for you. Okay, we got a great business. Everything's right as rain in our business as far as the company goes, who we're partnered with, what we do, perfect product, all that kind of good stuff. But people get involved with people. This is a people getting people business, and they're buying into you. You know, I can talk all night. I'm obviously excited about Ambit Energy. I'm excited for two reasons. One, I'm starting to feel a little bit better after kind of being sluggish all week, number one. And number two, I'm excited that we got until March 15th to go knock this thing in the head. I mean, March 15th, we got triple and double. And folks, if you don't cast everything else aside, God first, family second, cast everything else aside, put your head down and go for it, you're going to wake up on the 15th going, how come I didn't do it? Work on your sorting ratios. Keep track of your sorting ratios. Find an accountability partner, and work on your sorting ratios between the two or three or four of you. And I promise you what will happen is you'll start to get better and better and better at this business. Your check will grow. And what will happen is it will start to make a positive financial change, not only for you, but you go and build a huge business, it's going to make a positive financial change for your kids. Bear, let's open it back up. Let everybody say good night.